This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Israeli military has dismissed two officers and reprimanded three others for their roles in drone strikes in Gaza that killed seven aid workers on a food delivery mission. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
It remains unclear whether the punishments and apology from Israel would calm an international outcry over the deaths of the world's central kitchen workers or reassure international aid groups that it's safe to resume operations in Gaza, where nearly a third of the population is on the brink of starvation. In a statement, the food charity calls the investigation and disciplinary actions important steps forward. However, it adds, without systemic change, there will be more military failures, more apologies, and more grieving families. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden, for the first time since the start of the war in Gaza, threatened to condition support for Israel's offensive there, saying U.S. policy could change if Israel doesn't take concrete steps to protect civilians and aid workers. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Biden's warning follows an Israeli airstrike that killed seven aid workers and was relayed during a phone call on Thursday with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The White House had described Biden as outraged by the attack that killed World Central Kitchen aid workers. In Brussels, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the attack on aid workers this week must be the last and that humanitarian aid must be surged into Gaza.
If we don't see the changes that we need to see, there'll be changes in our own policy.
At the White House, spokesperson John Kirby declined to elaborate on what specific changes the U.S. would make to its policy toward Israel and Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.